There we go.
Hey, can you hear me?
There you go.
All right, what I was trying to say is Putin is trying to do this power move to make him have power indefinitely. At the same time, a couple weeks backwards, he just did a deal with Iran, supposedly about a case U.S. against the U.S. The week before that, North Korea said they're going to go full nuclear once Biden's elected. So that's on top of everything else.
Yeah.
Now you got the Russian government collapsing. The Dutch government collapsing. And that other one, I can't remember the name. All collapsing. So, they're all trying to push that great reset, man.
Mm-hmm.
Which isn't a good deal.
Hell no. Shit no. You know one thing I'm proud of who's not playing that fucking game is Poland. Poland right. Ain't playing that fucking game.
Well, Poland's seeing it. Romania's seen it. Poland
with the Nazi occupation and then, what, 30 years of fucking Russian communism forced down their throats? They've seen this shit before and they're not fucking playing it.
Well, they probably dealt with it longer than that with people that were still, you know, in that ideology for a while, but because I know they did in Romania for a long time too.
And you know what I'm proud about Poland too? They've taken zero refugees from the Middle East.
Well, one of my friends down in Mexico was telling me, look at the news lately coming out from down there. And there's like, on top of the ones that's already waiting for amnesty for being illegal,
yeah, they're talking
about 25,000 more coming from Chile this way to America already. Okay, now you got the four, ALENM, recently got up and said that they're demanding even more money. They want $2,000 every month for families now.
Oh, I know one isn't in that.
He isn't even in office yet. You know what I'm saying? So already they're starting to come against each other.
I heard today they came out to give everybody another $600. And it should be delivered.
I'm hoping
what?
Not. Because that would be what AOC wanted.
AOC wants $2,000 more.
Oh, $2,000 more, yeah.
Right, but Joe Biden came out and he wants to give everybody $600 more. And it's got them pissed off on the far left.
Yeah, and they're going to start eating each other, which is in one way crazy enough. I mean, the left is coming out so far hinged. Now, I'm not talking about everybody that voted Biden, okay? Don't get my words misinformed, because everybody has a right to vote for whoever they want. However, I'm talking about the more extreme ones that, like, celebrity status. Like, what's his name? Matt Baldwin, that came out and said he hopes that the inauguration, he wishes that Trump could hang from a noose. You know what I mean?
Well, that Alec Baldwin's a douchebag anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Just like Arnold Schwarzenegger. That's a fucking idiot right there, man.
He's an Austrian. Hitler was Austrian.
Yeah.
So, you get what I'm saying? This is all craziness to me. Like, my friends overseas that I talk to, like the ones in Israel and Romania and Ukraine and all that, they're like, at least you still see it for what it actually is, which is the Great Reset is nothing more than a global socialist push system. And that isn't good for nobody.
Especially not us.
Mm-mm. Well, we're losing freedoms left and right, and anybody, I mean, you'd have to be a fool to not see it.
What their goal is to bring us down to the world of the rest of the world's extremely poor, fucked up countries.
And the way they're doing it is through these checks, okay? They're using COVID to print up the money and run it down even further to the point to where we're all going to be so desperate for more money because the value is going to be so low. Our currency isn't going to be mean shit anymore.
Yep.
I mean, And then they're going to come out with this new wave of ideas. You know what I mean? Which is going to be in the form of Bitcoin.
Well, that's the Hegelian dialectic, man. Problem, reaction, solution. You know that. They create the problem. They've got a solution already, you know, ready. So we react, and they have, oh, we got you covered, y'all. We're going to take care of you.
Hey, man, because Bitcoin right now is the hottest thing going in financial anyways.
I'm not putting shit into Bitcoin.
I'm not either. But what I'm saying is that's what all the hype is anyway. So they're already building up the hype and running the money down at the same time. And they're advertising it. They're advertising it. You get what I'm saying? And nobody's like, me and my wife are talking about it. It's crazy that nobody actually sees it and actually really listens to what they're saying. Being the long-term effect of it.
Mm-hmm.
Saying the fact that Joe Biden is ignoring that China is killing people left and right.
Mm-hmm.
And locking up people in their own country in these re-education camps, which is really not an education camp at all.
Yeah.
And that. So it's not good. Socialism isn't good, and that's my actual fear, you know, and that's been my whole thing. Because Antifa is actually fighting for the global banks and being funded by them, who wants all this shit in the first place. You know what I mean? Who's funding BLM and Antifa through all these little charity funds? You know what I mean?
Yeah. And a lot of that's George Soros, too.
Right. Well, there's a lot of cleanup going on right now, too. Like, they're already calling the week of suicides. Because people are mysteriously committing suicide left and right.
Huh. Imagine that. Did that be Hillary Clinton?
Yep. The latest one was there's already been three supposed suicides. And if you really add it up, there's been way more than that even a couple months before. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So all of that's going on. But like I said before, a lot of it is speculation, just like I was trying to say earlier with the whole Trump thing. Because I do think it's a setup. I think it's a setup between the more extremist groups that's going to try to make it appear just like they printed up those pamphlets a couple months ago that Facebook tried to say was false or whatever, where they said we're going to show up to the Trump things dressed as MAGA supporters and cause up a big fight. That's what I actually think they're going to do at the capital cities. But the media is already hyping it up anyways, because there's a screenshot I got of them, NBC running a news saying armed troops at the protests at the Capitol, big bold letters, but there's no clip in the gun. You know what I mean? So, what I ultimately don't hope, though, is... Like I said, I do hope Trump can pull it off, but I think at this point, my biggest fear is full Chinese and socialist takeover in all different aspects.
Yeah.
Because our money's going to be rained down to the ground already beneath the Biden administration. And if you're a weed smoker or an invest in any form of marijuana, you really hurt yourself. Because his new weed policy is he wants full federal government control. Going to allow states to still run their marijuana programs. However, he wants to raise up taxes, raise up prices, and be more government involved. What does that add up to?
They're going to fuck it up.
That's going to add up to higher prices, more government involvement in growing. They're going to try to take away, they're going to put more restrictions on individuals growing. He said that there's not enough data to support, like, you know, there's not enough knowledge. You want to get more medical knowledge behind it too.
Oh, they've got medical knowledge on that, man.
What he's trying to say is he would make it illegal, but he knows that he can't because he'll lose his voter base and his supporters. So he's just going to be more federally involved in it.
Well, if he legalizes it, he's going to have Big Pharma down his ass because
Big Pharma. The ones that want to legalize it because they can get the monopoly on it.
Well, and that would be wrong because they're going to tinker with its DNA. They're going to fuck with this pot.
They're going to lower down. What's going to happen is you're going to end up getting it to where you can walk into Walmart It's going to be like a liquor store. You're going to have your top shelf. You're going to have your middle shelves, but it's going to be priced like a Jack Daniels, or you have your Marlboro Caramel, or GPC. You know what I mean? Your Pyramids, your whatever. You're going to have, yeah. It's going to be like, but it's going to be priced outrageous. I guarantee you that.
But what they're going to have to do, if that's the route they take, that's what they're going to have to do. Because when people start smoking a little weed, they're not going to need to take all them Valiums and psychotropics and Ativans and all that goddamn bullshit fucking psycho meds.
But they alter it anyway.
Yeah, they might put that shit in there, man. I don't want no government-grown pot. I don't want.
I just thought of something. You're going to get a kick out of this. You're going to get a kick out of this one. So China, on their news, they're coming out with the list of excuses that they've used for COVID, right?
Yeah.
And so far, the first one they used was blaming American troops.
Yeah. Right?
Then they blamed Australian imported coal for being contaminated with COVID. Then they blamed auto parts for being contaminated with COVID. And then they blamed ice cream for being contaminated with COVID. You know what I mean? But yet, at the same time, you have all these doctors and you have all these nurses that have lost their jobs and their credibility that have spoken out about their opinions about this virus and the amounts of how deadly it actually is and the precautions that need to be and not need to be, right? So it's like, what science are you supposed to listen to? The ones that lost their jobs are trying to speak out on their opinion, or the ones that are being paid by Big Pharma? You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's a big old mind-tangled mess to me.
Well, that's
I bet if we knew the damn truth, it'd shock the shit out of us, for real.
It's actually simple. It all boils down to one thing. Currency. Because a lot of these people that are funding these huge organizations, like Gates and stuff like that, if you listen to their 1990s and stuff like that speeches they gave, they gave speeches about how they felt like the world was overpopulated.
Yeah.
And that they need to do something about the resources being depleted.
Yeah. Bill Gates
at one point said the only hope for a human, for humans to be alive on this planet is for half to go to another planet or to be killed off.
Yep.
Do you get what I'm saying? So I am not going to trust anything that the Gates is funded by the Gates Foundation in any kind of way. Nor the Clintons. There's too much death attached to the Clintons.
Yeah.
Hell, the people in Haiti are still waiting for their money that the Clintons and Obama promised them.
They're never going to get it. they can write that one off. They're never going to fucking get it.
Exactly. That's my whole point.
Troy, I think, in the basement. Yeah.
What up, Troy?
What's up, everybody?
Just having a chat about this stupid shit going on.
Blind leading the blind.
The evil leading the blind.
Bingo. But they say that the root of evil is greed, is money, right? Most of this, I think, is funded by the global banks. It always comes back to the global banks to me.
Turn off your YouTube, Troy.
But that's why I've always like posted stuff like that in a weird way. I've always been against the global banks. Like, I'm okay for all kinds of different causes, but I believe greed gets in the way of any progress of them.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Do you get what I'm saying? That's the irony of it. Like, growing up, being born in 82, growing up, the big push was environment. You had rock bands and pop bands and everything pushing for environmental things and all of that, right? And it always came back to problems with the money part of it. So it always comes back to the bank problems and the funding problems, which in a sense comes back to greed.
Well, check this out. I found out an interesting fact today. You know who owns the most farmland in this country now?
Nuggets.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah, I found that out too, that he bought all that land and nobody knows why. The Gates Foundation won't give any kind of word to any kind of journalist about why they actually bought it, though.
242,000 acres of farmland.
Right, and when I heard that number, I was just like, they're not giving out any knowledge about why they're needing it or what they're going to utilize it for, any kind of hints. But why would you need that much land?
Yeah.
It just doesn't make sense.
Unless he wants to grow certain kind of foods or shut it down and make people starve to death. Isn't that what Stalin did to the Ukraine?
Basically, that and take over countries until they had to utilize their sources.
Yep.
You know what I mean? I mean, and that's ultimately what's going to happen here. I mean, the government has growing hydrotic programs in use anyways for their own sources, both underground and above ground.
Right.
Whatever commercial there is anyways. The next is going to be over resources and already is. A lot of military insiders that have talked that's coming out of Department of Defense lately have stated that World War III basically has already started, but it started in cyber. It started in the technical area.
Yeah, that makes sense to me. That makes a lot of sense.
Right, the new espionage is using the media. But if you control the media, you control the narrative. And if you control the narrative, you control the populace. We control the majority of the populace. Because if the majority of the populace could be controlled with whatever narrative you're pushing, they're going to overwhelm the other populace that can think for themselves.
Well, that's exactly what Joseph Goebbels did.
Bingo.
You know, in Nazi Germany. That's why I studied this shit.
Right.
Oh, you're a Nazi. No, I studied this shit.
Right.
You know what I mean? And nothing will pique your curiosity more than if I sit back and I look at a portrait of Adolf Hitler. I think to myself, I want to see how that dude did that. You know?
Mm-hmm.
From when he got out of the prison, what, 1928? When he got out.
Was it 28?
It was in the 20s. He did those, that time in the prison.
Yeah, well, that's when he wrote Mein Kampf.
Right. I got two copies of that.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see how he it was a perfect political situation for him to pull this shit off.
Well, you know? Brown shirts, which ironically looks like Antifa.
Yeah, no shit.
Go ahead.
Now, Mussolini had what they call black shirts, too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mussolini in Italy was fascist. He sided with Hitler. That's why we fought with the Italians.
Right. Well, back in October, there was this Republican. Granted, she was only like a city-level, or city, not Republican, city-level Democrat. I'm trying to remember where she, but she ended up getting fired for releasing a video that went viral stating, "We have our own private army that we could push the button and they'll go forward."
Yeah.
Of course, that was like October of last year. So, you get what I'm saying? Neither here nor there, but I'm just saying it's ironic that Antifa started getting showing up more and more and BLM started showing up after that.
Yep. All the world's a set stage, man. Just like what Shakespeare said.
Well, then BLM went global. I mean, you got to explain to me why BLM is in Ireland.
Because Ireland had slaves. Wait a minute. They had white slaves. Wait a minute.
No, they were slaves. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Slaves being conquered by the Scots many times and then going back and forth. You know what I mean? And the UK. Think about it. Think about the movement, which I will never call terrorist, I'm sorry, was born because the British refused to give control of Northern Ireland.
Hey, NRA all the way here, brother. For real.
I've been like that since I was a kid, but it's because of the fact that, I'll tell you something, any American, red-blooded American, if they were chilling one night, a foreign army kicked out, told their wife to make their bed and cook them something to eat, and told you to sit there and shut the F up with guns on you, you have to defend your property, right?
Yeah.
So how are they going to call that terrorism?
Terrorism announced whatever doesn't fit their agenda, you're going to be a terrorist. Mm-hmm. Troy, do you still have your YouTube on?
I'm on StreamYard.
But you got to turn off YouTube in the background.
All right.
Because I can hear it.
I had
what's
mine
muted.
Here. I'm out of this. I'm going to go make me a drink. The reason I'm drinking through a straw tonight is Skeeter gave me a little kiss and took a part of my lip off.
That was pretty damn good.
How'd that happen?
I can't drink out of a can.
Wow.
I'll be back. Yeah, right. Skeeter figure.
Hey, Troy, how you been, though, man?
Man, I'm tired as fuck, dude.
You're down. Like, you're in Texas, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, see, I'm right above you in Oklahoma, so. Is it freezing down there, too?
No, man, it's like 70 degrees.
Out here.
Hey. We just got a fuck, I can't even talk, I'm so tired. We just had a bad snowstorm this last week.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm stuck out here in fucking Odessa.
Oh, that ain't no good.
On Wednesday.
Right. Well, I hope you make it out of there soon, though, man. For real. Close to Midland.
Huh?
Odessa, that's close to Midland.
Yeah, right next to Midland.
Yeah, Midland, Odessa, it's almost one city, isn't it?
I mean, yeah, I mean, there ain't nothing down there. I mean, in Midland, there's that big-ass titty bar down there, though. I forget what it's called. I don't know.
A titty bar?
No, dirty water. No, you can't understand. This isn't a normal one. Everybody out in the oil field, now I've never been there, but they said that this thing is huge. It's like a massive club. You know what I mean? And there's nothing around it. I just can't recall the name of it.
What we're doing is we're just clearing shit to put a pipeline in. So they put us on this goddamn county road, country road, whatever the fuck you want to call it. Say, clear it. And it's nothing but assholes, elbows, and chainsaws.
Damn it, man.
I'm about tired of this bullshit.
Hey, I was telling you. Brother, that he was trying to get a job after I was working bail down. I said, I broke my tooth on the job. And I got told, I ain't a fucking dentist. If you want your job, get your ass back to fucking work. I'm like, fuck it. And I'm sitting here holding a hose on my dick. I mean, you got to be ruthless to last in that, man. For real. And then all of a sudden, the layoffs. It's good you got work, man, because I know a lot of people are waiting for the big payday. Because if a war happens, which is building up to globally, that's going to be like pump up the oil field right away. That's too much. Ironically.
Yeah. Well, I know that gas went up again. It's $2.15 a gallon right now.
That's what it was.
Democrats raise taxes every time they get control of both houses. You know what I mean? Competitively.
But they're not even in there yet. I mean, Biden's not even in there yet, and things are already getting fucked up.
Bingo. And that's how bad have the Democrats actually fucked up in the past that we don't know about? That's the country, hey, we're going nuclear if Biden gets elected. What happened? You get what I'm saying? Because if they get, the reason why is because the last time that the Democrats had control of both houses, instantly we went to war. You know what I mean?
That's what they do.
Oh, they're right. Fishing to get a war.
Oh, well, I worry about that, though, man, honestly, because I got kids. But at the same time, I'm also a firm believer in defending my country, whether it's foreign or domestic. And that's the thing. Biden's done crimes. I'm just hoping with all this information drops that we're getting our hands on and reading. And Dirty Water, you said earlier that you don't want to sit there and read them all. Because it is like 86 pages long. You know what I mean? The Senate one is.
Yeah.
But you'll learn a lot. You know what I mean? And there's a lot of shady shit that happened. I don't see how anybody's not going to get hemmed up. And like I said, the rumor is he has to go through with the inauguration trying to be completed.
Right.
But I can't say that officially. It's through different channels. So. That person and that person and that person.
I reckon we'll find out this week.
Yeah, I guess so, because something has to be done. I'll never forget that, though. Thinking back on it, they said the domestic terrorist that's been going on for the past 4 years, link into the charity fund and look into the teacher union.
Oh, wow, yeah, teachers unions? Holy shit. That's what's got all these kids so fucked in the head.
The one that was with the lower union, if I remember right, she mysteriously had a suicide too.
Oh, good.
So, they're calling this week Suicide Week. I'm going to post an article later about, I'm trying to remember, hold on one second, because I'm trying to remember his name. Who was in a suicide this week that gave me the article on? Yeah. He was one thing to the Clinton, though. Oh. Yeah, is there another big one that I'm going to put on that into suicide, too, from a balcony?
Oh, fuck, I'm getting old.
You know what I mean? There's so much to say, like, I just hate doing it because it's speculation.
Yeah.
And wait till after the 20th, and then we'll see what happens. You know what I mean?
That's where I'm at, man. I'm tired of watching channels speculate on all this shit, you know?
Right. I get all this intel and stuff, or intel information, and I start going through it. I have to separate fact from bullshit.
Yeah.
The only answer is you got to read what you're getting, and then you got to read up on the other sources, which means you have to spend time looking into it.
Yeah.
To make sure it's accurate. You know, what I can say hasn't flagged anything I've posted in a long time on my blog.
Right.
So that's a plus. So that tells me something. But then again, they are going out there, you got that video. They wouldn't let me post the video of the Twitter CEO that secretly got filmed in this meeting stating how they're going after Trump, and then they're gonna, but this is much bigger, they're gonna go after everybody else.
I saw that one.
I tried to post it, but Facebook wouldn't let me post it. Like, I tried to post it like 10 or 15 times, but they would not let me do it. And what I mean is, it looked like they would, but then when you go back to check, it wasn't there.
Yeah.
It never happened. So it's ironic, you know?
All right, I'm at 15 minutes.
All right, I'm going to go ahead and jump off of this, man. But it's been real though, brother. I've been waiting for you to jump on here, though.
You going to come back?
Yeah, I'm for sure going to be in the room no matter what.
All right.
So I don't know what time we're eating. She's cooking right now, though.
All right, let me shut this down, and I'll be back in a minute, man.
No doubt.
Peace out, brothers. Love you guys.